Hot weather will occur across the lower portions of the Midwest now for the next several days. It's already become warmer across parts of the region in the past day or two, and we're going to see this trend continue for a while longer, and it will likely peak out later this weekend into early next week with some very oppressive temperatures out there. We'll likely see the highs getting up into the middle and upper 90s in the lower parts of the Midwest, and the Delta may get even hotter with some extremes getting up close to 100 degrees. I don't necessarily expect this to last too terribly long, and everybody's certainly hoping that it won't, but it will be hot enough to be a rather stressful environment not only for crops but also for some livestock across the region. A cool front will break down the high-pressure ridge as we go into the early to middle part of next week. What's going to be of great interest is how much of the frontal system will be wiped out as far as its significance just by going through the ridge. What I'm trying to say here is that the precipitation potential along the front may turn out to be a bit of a disappointment as it breaks through the ridge, just simply because there may not be a tremendous amount of moisture that comes with the front. A quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture is still our expectations for the most part, but I think there's a fair chance that it will be, like I said, a bit of a disappointment. Now, the follow-up disturbance that should come across the region in the second half of next week could help to improve the situation quite a bit. Some of the pure model data today suggested that the storm system that moves through the heart of the Midwest next week will probably have a potential to produce some heavier amounts of rainfall. But I think in reality the system is probably overdone in its strength and will look for the system to end up being a little bit weaker than what's been advertised. And for that reason, everyone will still get rain, but I'm not convinced it's going to be the kind of soaking rain that will fix this up so that we don't have to worry about the next dry period that moves across the region. Speaking of the next dry period, I don't expect to see one for a while. As we go through the second week of the outlook, we should manage to get another frontal system to come across the region and help to produce a little bit of precipitation. Again, no major soaking, but at least it's some timeliness in the precipitation pattern that's going to allow for continued crop development. We do expect to see some ridge building to come back across parts of the plains and westernmost parts of the Corn Belt get into the middle to latter part of June. That's a long ways out in the forecast time period. We'll see how that comes together a little bit later down the road. It looks like the temperatures, though, I've already mentioned, will be very warm to hot in the lower Midwest. The northern parts of the Midwest may not be quite so oppressively hot, but we will see temperatures warmer there as well. It looks like those high temperatures will likely get up into some lower 80s in that region today. Then a weak frontal boundary will cut through the region. We'll see high temperatures tomorrow in the 70s and a few 60s, but the lower two-thirds of the Midwest will again be well into the 80s and 90s. And we'll look for the warmer air to come back into the northernmost parts of the Midwest as we move ourselves into the late weekend and early part of next week, and then we'll see a more significant cool-off. In fact, temperatures by this time next week may only be in the 60s and 70s across parts of the Midwest. Well, in other areas around the U.S., it looks like it's a similar situation with very dry conditions occurring down in the Delta, the portions of the southeastern states, in particular the Carolinas, Virginia, and maybe a part of Georgia could pick up on scattered showers coming up in the coming week, which will be beneficial, but it's really the Delta that's going to have the biggest crisis with hot and dry weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.